It's Helping Hand, airing statewide on HPR One stations every Friday afternoon, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about a national nonprofit, Dental Lifeline Network. They provide access to dental care and education for people who cannot afford it and have a permanent disability, or are elderly, age 65 or older, or who are medically fragile. It's also a whole lot of room to join their team. They have a lot of ways that they could be supported, and they have quite a waiting list for those seeking their assistance locally. We're going to hear about it today with our guest on Helping Hand, speaking on behalf of Dental Lifeline, where he is their VP for their board of directors. It's Dr. Rohinton Patel, Director of Hawaii Pacific Dental Group. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
Paint a little picture.
Great, yeah. So Dental Lifeline Network, it's a national nonprofit organization. We have about 15,000 dentists around the country, almost about 16,000 patients a year that are treated with our donated dental services. So we call it the DDS program, the Donated Dental Services Program.
Right.
We really cater to patients that have some type of developmental disability or have some medical fragile issue, oftentimes elderly, not necessarily though. They don't have enough financial resources, no place to turn.
Dialing in on the disabilities, is it just developmental disabilities or any
kind? It's not just developmental disabilities, yeah, but you know, that's one of our main focuses,
sure.
Of course.
Folks who have a disability, who are elderly, medically fragile. So of those three groups, is it in addition to that people who don't have funds in general or just those three groups?
You know, I think it's a case-by-case basis, but it's initially meant to serve those first three.
Founded back in 74, how long has it been active here in the islands?
Several years in the islands here with a strong focus. We have about 110 dentists in the entire state that volunteer on our volunteer list, inclusive of general dentists and specialists. And we have about 27 dental laboratories in Hawaii that are also signed up.
You need the labs for, how does that work? What is that?
And that's a great question. So basically a dental laboratory will help us make a denture, for example, for a patient that needs to have several teeth replaced. And therein lies a challenge for us for funding. And we're looking for our public to support the community with some donations to help the laboratories get paid for their services, at least for the raw materials, since they're volunteering and giving their time free, as are the dentists. But the materials are the hard point where the laboratories could use some more funding to help us treat more patients that are in need. There is a big waiting list already.
I understand it to be like at least 70 plus patients.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's also a call out to all the local dentists in our state. They're not aware of this program. It can be found at dentallifeline.org. And there's a great abundance of information. It's really simple to sign up. And it's real simple as well for the public to donate.
What got you to be part of this?
Yeah. Several years ago, I had a patient. I was volunteering, and there is a person, we were at the food bank, that didn't have any dental insurance, that had a lot of outstanding dental needs and was a disabled veteran, didn't have anywhere to turn. Upon just a very little bit of researching, I found the Dental Lifeline Network, got him involved with the network, and they have to go through a process to be matriculated to be a patient that qualifies for service, and which case they would contact our liaison, which I think you'll give the information for in a moment. And once they pass that interview process and they get matriculated through, then they're entered a waiting list whereby a dentist will volunteer and say, yes, I would like to take this case. And they will initially see that patient for an initial consultation. So if there's a person out there that doesn't have the financial resources and nowhere else to turn for dental treatment and that's in need of it, and they qualify under, you know, either a medical fragile condition or they have a disability, they're elderly, they're in need of help, I would encourage them to contact the Dental Lifeline Network and see if they're a candidate that can be treated. And once I found this, I've been involved ever since. I've never looked back.
Any other requirements or costs that we should know about that those patients would be required to deal with?
Those patients at that point then are not charged a dime for anything. It's completely voluntary. So they're basically getting everything for free.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
How does this organization get their funds?
And that's a great question. You know, a lot of our funding comes from the Department of Health in the state of Hawaii, additionally from our national foundation.
And then there's a percentage of donations, I'm assuming, too.
There are, and that's where we would like to see an increase. The Hawaii Dental Service, HDS, has also given us a very nice large grant, which has helped us out tremendously.
I see that it is statewide with the exception of Hawaii Island, unless the patient is developmentally disabled. What's the story with that?
on the Big Island, it's an issue of us finding more volunteers.
So that's a real deficit in terms of folks.
So that's a deficit on the Big Island, that we need more dentists volunteering in labs, because there's also a backlog of patients on that island. But we've been making some good headway, and there's been a few dentists of recent that have signed up. So it's very encouraging. We would like to see more of it, of course, if we could.
Do you need other people besides dentists, or do you need just the dentists?
We really need just the dentists at this point, and we need the dental laboratories.
There's a list of potential patients. These are people who need this service. They qualify. That list gets sort of provided to them, and they can say, I'll take this patient.
Yeah. The dentist doesn't have to accept the patient if they don't feel comfortable by any means whatsoever. But yeah, then they're given a little dossier of the patient's history, and then they can, at that point, make the decision to invite them to their practice to have a consultation to see if it's something that they're in the scope of treating.
So it would be they're donating their time and their facility and their
equipment. They're donating everything and all their labor. Basically, the parts get covered by the laboratory who donates that.
And they're donating their staff's time.
Correct.
So it's not out of the question that somebody who works for a dentist who's hearing this could bring it to the awareness.
Absolutely.
Because that may be a form of just sort of like what we're doing, that's how the message gets there.
And that's what this is all about.
So anybody who's connected to a dentist, really.
Or a patient of a dentist.
let them know about it, and take a look at dentallifeline.org. Supplies, equipment, actual physical space to work, board members, cash donations, other resources. Thinking about the broad spectrum of ways that anyone could help, are there other things that we could do to support you?
You know, I think the biggest call in our community is monetary support to help our laboratories achieve a quicker turnaround time for all the patients we have in our list. You know, I think we have a lot of great dentists in our community that have great hearts, and over 100 dentists already in the state of Hawaii that are signed up for this. And nationally, the average is about 10% of the dentists in the country volunteer for this.
Wow.
But we'd love to see that number go up more if possible. That's one of the greatest privileges of our profession, when we can see people being altruistic.
Sometimes one can go through their whole life and not realize the value of giving back. Sometimes it takes a terrible wake-up of some kind, but other times it can just be as simple as hearing a call for help, and it's just a beautiful thing. DentalLifeline.org to learn more about it. DentalLifeline.org/Hawaii, the page relating to the Aloha State. Toll-free 888-235-5826. If you would like to send an email, Margaret Petrick is the contact, and that's MPETRICK@DentalLifeline.org. People who are disabled, elderly, 65 or older, or who are medically fragile. And if you're a dentist or want to make a contribution to support to fund the dental labs, or if you're a dental lab and you want to come on board, or you have any other way that you want to support them, you can find all the contact information, of course, very easily at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we have the contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests. Just look for Helping Hand under the news links.
You know, there's a great moment I got the privilege of enjoying when we helped a patient that was a speaker for the Special Olympics as well. Once we helped rehabilitate his entire mouth, his self-esteem was greatly improved. He was so happy, and he bought us a kind little gift of a box of coffee. And I thought it just meant the world to me. It gave me very humbling feeling at the bottom of our hearts, but I couldn't believe someone did something like that for us that had almost nothing and still made the effort to show such a level of appreciation, just made our day. And I've talked to a lot of dentists that volunteer with us with this organization. They'll have similar stories across the board. And it's just the best thing in the world.
And it's very humbling. And your health is like, you're stuck here in this physical vessel for whatever reason. And that's sort of the big item, and if stuff isn't working right on it, somebody who can help you with it becomes a really critical person. And when you're in trouble and in a vulnerable situation, to have somebody roll up their sleeves and volunteer to look after you is just
And you know, the greatest thing is we keep in contact with a lot of our patients we started helping many, many years ago, and we still know them to this day and take care of them. And you know, we fostered a great relationship with them.
It's powerful stuff to give back in whatever capacity. It's Dental Lifeline, VP for their board of directors. He's also director at Hawaii Pacific Dental Group, Dr. Rohinton Patel. Just a huge honor to support this organization and to have you on Helping Hand. A real privilege today. Thank you.
The privilege is mine. Thanks again, Dave.